Reporting center.
Yes, I'd like to report a sighting in the Bay Area. It took place near Mount Tamalpais. Okay, we were looking out our window. Now, we were in a five-story building in Berkeley, and we were looking out our window and happened to notice these four or five luminous objects above the mountain, and they were hanging suspended for a few minutes. We thought maybe they were balloons or something. Then they started moving south along the hills. About halfway between our vision was Mount Sam on one side and the Golden Gate Bridge on the other, and they were about halfway between those two points. And they started moving down the side of the mountain. I mean, they were in the air between our line of vision and the mountain. They came down the side of the mountain, and there's Angel Island that is about the same vicinity. They came down close to the water, went around Angel Island, and went into to the bay.
Saw them enter the water?
We saw them enter the water through binoculars.
Okay. Now, did these objects have any defined shape?
The thing was, they had a luminescence, like they were around, but it looked like the main center was luminescent, that radiant area around each side. Like, for example, it was like a sphere of luminescence in the middle with a little protrusion on either side that wasn't glowing. It was like a dark area.
I see. Okay.
And there were at least, I think we were four or five, but there were at least four. And they spread out. It seemed to me that that there was one slightly larger, and then there were other smaller ones. And the largest one was the one that went down first to Angel Island. And the other ones were still, like, going, following the contour of the hill until valley, and then the main one, the one we were watching first, the one we noticed first, went down into the bay, and the others seemed to follow down into the same area behind Angel Island. So, in other words, we saw one go into the bay, and the other ones went out of our line of sight.
Okay, now let's get back to that big one. Any estimate of size on that?
Well, it's hard to tell, except that I would say at least 30 feet, 30 to 50 feet at least.
Okay, and it was circular?
Yeah, it was round. Yeah, it was circular, but there, like I say, there were gray areas on either side,
right,
that were not shiny. I mean, they didn't reflect light or something. And it didn't look like it was sunlight being reflected. It looked more like the bodies themselves were glowing, which is what struck us as unusual in the first place.
Okay.
These planes, you know, they reflect the sunlight, you know.
Right.
Yeah, in fact, my friend says he's looking at a plane now in the same area, and it's not reflecting sunlight at all. I mean, these objects were very bright. It was unusual. I mean, I've never seen anything quite like this.
Okay, now, how big were the small ones? Any estimate on that?
Oh, just slightly smaller. I would say half as, a little larger than half as big as the main body.
Okay, now, did you actually see these when they were coming in?
No, we just saw the main one first. Then we saw, it was like other ones appeared from behind. See, like the other side of the hill, of the mountain there,
right,
is Pacific Ocean.
Right.
And we saw the other ones later. Like, we saw the main one first, then the other ones came up from behind the mountain. And, like I said, I think there were possibly five, but at least four altogether.
Okay, now you were looking due west at the time?
Due west, that's right.
Okay, and these objects were coming west to east?
West to east, and then when they were, I'd say, a few hundred feet above the top of the ridge, there's like a ridge across there, they started heading south a little ways, following the top of the ridge, and then went down between us and the ridge. We could see them going down.
Okay.
Following the phase.
Okay, now, were they flying in any kind of formation?
When we saw them all together, for a brief period, they were all together before they started going down the side of the mountain. They were in line, I guess it would be formation, yeah. They were, like, the main one, and there were two on each side of the main one.
Okay. Now, what time did you spot those?
What time was it? Let's see, what time is it now? 3:22 now. It's about It was about 15, 18 minutes ago, about 3 o'clock, 2 or 3 minutes after 3.
Okay. These things didn't do any radical maneuvering or motions, did they?
No, not anything other than they're obviously moving under their own power. They weren't going very fast, but they weren't balloons. You know, it's like if they were balloons, they probably would have just continued drifting upwards and with the wind. But these were still coming down, and the other two seemed to go down the other side.
Right.
And the main one, like I say, came between us and Angel Island and then went into the water.
Okay, when that thing hit the water, did it create quite a bit of disturbance?
Hang on a second. Hey, Michael, you saw him when it went into the water. Did it create any disturbance? No, but he says he could see the light reflected from underneath the water.
Okay, now, did anyone see the others go in?
Or did they just disappeared behind Angel Island.
Behind the island, okay.
Fact. Is that one of them right there? Can you see? Look. Is that thing on the hill there? Is that? It's the top. Look at the top of that house over there. See there? Look through the binoculars. Look at. See the peak of that house? See there? See that light? I don't know.
Okay.
No, they're gone now. I guess that
nobody saw anything come back up out of the water, though. Right?
No.
Okay. Now, what, in your estimation, would be the entire duration of the observation?
At least 15 to 18 minutes.
Okay. And just the two witnesses?
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. And where did you get our number?
We got it from the Coast Guard.
Okay. You didn't hear any sound while this was going on, did you?
Oh, far away? No. We were way across the bay.
Right.
If there was any sound,
How's the sky conditions there?
Clear, absolutely. Just sunny. Slight haze, but absolutely clear, blue sky.
Okay, any time did you see the sunlight actually reflecting off of these things?
They had sort of a flashing quality to the luminescence. It might have been sunlight reflecting off an extremely bright, polished surface. But like I say, there was another gray kind of surface that was not reflecting sunlight or was not giving off any light at all.
Okay. And do they maintain that same color and same light effect at all times while you were watching them?
Yeah, it was the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and when they went down close to the hills, we thought maybe we were seeing reflections of a fire or something, like a temperature inversion or something, but I've never seen anything like that. There was no fire in the area, as we can determine.
Right.
No smoke or anything like that. Plus, they look like objects rather than just, light playing tricks or something.
Right, okay. You didn't see any openings or anything?
No,
colored lights.
No, we couldn't get a clear enough view of that.
Okay, Cole, we sure appreciate your reporting this. We'll check it out, and if we come up with any more information, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Oh, yeah, I'd appreciate that. That'd be really great if you could tell us, what you find out.
Right. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.